Topic 6.20 is to describe how to determine the time of death of a mammal by examining the extent of decomposition, stage of succession, forensic entomology, body temperature, and degree of muscle contraction. We're looking at mammals because mammals regulate their own body temperatures. So they're around about of 36 or 37 degrees Celsius. You know, your results may vary. Reptiles and amphibians are much more dependent for their own internal temperature on the external temperature. So when we look at the body temperature after death, it has the potential to be a lot more variable. It will be very difficult to tell at what point a reptile or amphibian died, because we're looking at when the body reaches equilibrium with the outside temperature. So we can estimate time of death by several different processes. Alga mortis is the decrease in body temperature after death, and it's usually around about 1 degree Celsius every hour for the first 3 or 4 hours or so. That does greatly depend on the temperature of the room. It depends on the surface area to volume ratio. Smaller bodies cool more quickly. Children will cool more quickly after death. Thin people will cool more quickly than fat people. There are a whole load of complicated algorithms that forensic scientists and pathologists use to estimate time of death from body temperature. Though not on the specification, it's worth looking at liver mortis, the settling of the blood in the lower half of the body. Okay, that's the blood cells actually precipitating out, down, and settling in the same way they would if you stuck a load of blood in a test tube. Rigor mortis is the contraction or stiffening of the muscles in the body after death. And we would look at things like biological decomposition, the amount of molecules has been broken down by bacteria, the stages of succession of different species on a body, starting with blowflies and so on. So alga mortis, as I said, you know, we're talking 1 degree Celsius every hour. That will vary very much depending on the gradient between the body and the outside world. If you bung a body in a freezer, it's going to cool down very, very quickly, and you're not going to be able to tell really how long ago that body was put into the freezer, unless you start looking at things like ice crystal formation. But I digress. Liver mortis starts 20 minutes to 3 hours after death, so this will be going on as the body is cooling as well. You will reach maximum lividity within 6 to 12 hours though, so if lividity is fixed and you know, isn't getting any worse, then you know your body died 6 to 12 hours ago. So you can couple that with the body temperature decrease and you can get a reasonable estimate there. In the case of rigor mortis, muscles store ATP so they can continue to respire anaerobically after death. Now let's remember that death actually happens quite gradually. Our cells may not all die the moment we do. When the ATP is exhausted, the muscle fibres become locked solid as the fibres can't slide past each other. This starts 2 to 4 hours after death, takes full effect 6 to 8 hours after death, and passes about 36 to 48 hours after death as the tissue starts to be broken down by microorganisms. If the muscles were respiring quite a lot before death, then rigor mortis may start more quickly. It depends on how fast the metabolism is there. Also depends on the temperature there. Remember, all these things are enzyme controlled. Stages of succession of flies and things like that. You can tell how long a body's been dead by the stages of the pupae. You can time it. You can look at parasitic wasps. You can look at blowflies. You can look at moths. You can look at carcass beetles. All of these will give an entomologist an accurate estimate of time of death.